What time is it?
Game done.
Get ready for the new look Rush Hour. Andrew Jarman.
Beautiful to Jarman. Bang, another nail.
Bernie Vince.
Vince, known goal kicker, brings the house down.
And Greg Blewett.
There it is. A magnificent performance from young Greg Blewett.
Your favourite weekend show you'll now get every afternoon. Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars.
For Keno, with a draw every few minutes, there's always time for a spot of Keno. Play today. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
G'day everybody, welcome to a Tuesday, a wet Tuesday, much needed rain all around our beautiful state.
What do you mean much, love?
Much needed rain, I said.
Much needed.
Have you listened? Please listen on this magnificent Tuesday. Hello to you, Greg Blewett.
G'day, Jazz.
Hello to you, Bernie Vince. Hello to you, Emma G.
Hello.
Hello, Adelaide. Welcome to a top rating global show. We're up and about, not long before Christmas, but hey, golf clap, the borders have opened.
They have. Been waiting for this for a long time, haven't we?
What do we think?
Fantastic.
Yeah, it's good. Well, we needed to get to this day. Whether you think it's too early or not, that's your call, but it needed to happen. Australia needs to open up.
And tears.
WA, are you listening?
No, he's
WA,
not.
WA.
Easy.
Wake up.
Not a Burns
wake
beef, is it?
Up. WA, please. Who's the bloke over there? James
Mark
Gowans?
Mark McGowan.
Not Chris James. Gowans.
No, it's not the Gowan brothers.
Oh, jeez. No. I thought they were into politics.
But what was nice to see was families and friends reunited after months and months, even years apart.
Yeah.
So that was a nice thing to see down at the airport and all around. The cars are piling through the borders now, so.
Yeah, we are directly, where I live, right on the flight path, and 6 o'clock this morning. We haven't heard too many planes come in at 6 o'clock this morning, so it started.
Yeah.
I've been looking forward to today, but I must admit I am a little bit
nervous,
apprehensive about what's going to happen in the next couple of weeks.
Like
a lot of people,
means.
I think. Apprehensive. Well, just a little bit concerned about, because it's COVID will be in our community again, no doubt about it, within the next 2 or 3 weeks, you would think.
How we handle it now, isn't it?
Yeah. So, had my second jab yesterday, Jars.
Yes.
So I'm all dosed up and ready to go. Yeah, I think so.
Ready to go. We've got a big show coming your way. We're going to talk about the AFL draft, Burn. So 24 hours before these young men around the country find out if they're leaving their families.
And
they're moving interstate.
More exciting.
What's that word? Apprehensive as well for them. Because
and
you can end up leaving your family who you've lived with your whole
absolutely.
Life, 18 years old.
Some people
just
might
left
look
school.
Forward to that.
Well, I was. I did.
So, you were forced to go.
I was already kicked out.
You were forced to go.
I was already living down the back.
But exciting times for the AFL club, so we'll go through that. Brekkie boys gave us a bit of a whack this morning.
No, Rupert did they?
No, not
did
us.
They whacked us.
You.
If I get whacked, you get whacked.
No.
It's a team.
You got
so
whacked.
So I got whacked, did
Ditch
I?
Ditch gave me a little drive-by this morning down at the coffee shop.
Did he said give he you did, a drive-by
yeah,
or
said,
me?
That moustache is ridiculous.
So, yeah, so oh, good old Ditch is piling on, isn't he?
And Rupert as well, he reckons. What you said about cricket was just ridiculous, which I tend to agree with.
Tim Payne.
Yeah.
But that's just my opinion. Morally, it's wrong, isn't it? What he did is wrong.
Oh, it's wrong, but that's not what he's arguing about.
No, but I said Tim Payne should be stood down to play for Australia.
Yeah, and you said Steve Smith should be captain, and he was.
And so did you.
But you were contradicting yourself.
How?
Because Steve Smith was caught up in a controversial.
Yeah, but you know he wasn't involved in that. He was arm's length away from what happened.
But he had a suspicion.
But if he could take his time back again,
he would have stepped in.
Well, you need to speak to Roo today.
Roo knows nothing about cricket.
Yeah. That's a good
let
point.
Let alone
that
nothing
is a
about
good
football.
Point. That
honestly.
Is a great point, Jazz.
I want to talk about the code war between Barry Hall. Big bustling Barry's going to take on Sonny Bill Williams in a boxing match.
That'd be big.
I want to ask you boys, who would you like to take on from another code?
Yeah.
And that's you too, Gigi.
All right.
All right.
What's her other code?
The G. G's a kung fu fighter.
Oh, is she okay?
She's Bruce Lee.
To me.
So she can't take on a kung fu fighter.
And we're going to do a one-on-one with Harvey Vince.
Yeah.
Nearly 3-year-old. We're going to go head-to-head and really just grill him about where he's at.
He's staring us down as we speak.
He's on work experience. And I tell you what.
Look at the eyes.
He's got more idea than the last 3 work experience kids we had. And more input.
And you know what? He said he didn't want to come in here because it's too loud.
Too loud.
Well, I agree, Harv.
Here we go. Come on. Nice stuff, G. Tomorrow night we've got the 2021 draft, the AFL draft on. And obviously a lot of the football clubs We spoke to, who did we speak to yesterday about Hamish Ogilvie?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's a midfield draft. Halfbacks, midfielders, wingers, that's what clubs will be looking at. So, Burns, talk to us about being drafted and the anxiety levels through the roof for these young players in the next 24 hours, no doubt.
Well, it is, because the reality is you can end up anywhere in Australia and you've got to be there probably within a couple of days. So, depending on borders a bit now, which was never the case back in the day, but my story is a little bit different, Jars, and you spoke about it yesterday. You asked Hamish Ogilvie whether they should be drafted a little bit later.
Yes.
So I feel like I had the perfect lead into AFL footy, because I actually left, most kids get drafted at 17, 18, just finished school. Some haven't even finished year 12 yet. So they've got year 12 the next year. Patrick Dangerfield was one of them who had to finish school the next year. But I was playing for CMS most of the year I got drafted. So I left school.
So CMS are who?
Crows. So Caramulka, Millerton, Stansbury.
Yep.
Back home. So I finished school. I went down to the southeast and played for a team called Border Districts, which is in the Narra Court League down there. I worked at Elders there for a year. And then I came back to Adelaide to play for the Woodville West Torrens. Lived in Adelaide. Train with them. I didn't get a game in the twos, Jars. That's how far off I was. This is my draft year. So I went home and played for most of the year. They're in our zone. Woodville West Torrens zone is York Peninsula. So in the association game or the interleague game, went pretty well. And they had a representative there giving the medal out on the day. And they were like, well, shoot, we've got to get this guy back, I reckon. And they were ringing me. I don't really want to come back. I don't want to train. And back in the day when you sat on the bench, if I got a game, I sat on the bench for a half. And I'm like, I'm coming back to sit on the bench in the twos for a half. When I'm playing back there, loving it, playing with all my mates, getting to go home. So anyway, Ron Fuller said, look, we're not going to do it. We'll play in the midfield, do this. And then basically there was, I don't know how many games left in the year, maybe 10 games left. So I played a few reserves games.
Yeah.
And then there was one round to go. We played Glenelg at Glenelg, played in the SANFL team. And then there were three finals, and we played. One of them was against you, Jars. You were coaching.
Yep.
You're up at three quarter time by 20 points, and we ran you down.
Yeah.
Again.
Common theme.
Craig, it's true.
You should have tagged me that day.
No, you said you were thinking about it. I had no idea you were running around.
That's the thing. No one knew me.
Went all right in those.
Went pretty well. In the prelim, I kicked three goals in the prelim at Adelaide Oval against Port Adelaide the week after we beat North. And then Central's in the grand final, lost by 18 points or something. Probably could have won that, but they were a very good side.
They saw something in you.
And they saw something. They must have seen something. Anyway, it was a very rapid. I was playing, remember, 10 games ago, I was playing CMS.
Yeah.
And then even now to this day, my mates, when I go back, they go, how the hell did all that happen? Anyway, but then getting drafted is the start of it. And then you got to decide to work hard. It took me a few years to work that out. But you can understand why I still had the country footy mentality, because I just played there, really. Yeah. I played round one my first year with Rasciutto, Goodwin, Edwards, Biglands, you know, all the big names.
Superstars.
Ben Rutten.
So did they contact you, and did you know you were going to get drafted?
Not really. So what happened, it was pretty rapid too, because everyone's like, what's this? No draft camp, no nothing, because they wouldn't know if I could run, jump, and I couldn't do any of them. So it was pretty good. I missed the draft camp because no one knew much about me. I did a 3K for Adelaide and nearly stopped. I nearly didn't make the 3Ks. Me and Dale Simmons, a bloke that played for Eagles, they didn't know much about him either. But and then it came to draft. Well, what happened? Paul Ruse, who was coaching Sydney, they actually got me up there to do some testing. I was like, how good is this? Get to go to Sydney. They'd just come off the 05 premiership. And then my claim to fame was I had a show next to Barry Hall, and, you know, I was talking.
Big bustle.
No, I wasn't really
big
talking bass. Much. Wow. Yeah. It was a quick show for me. I got out there pretty quick. But I trained there for a couple of days. They did a bit of testing stuff, jumping. They were doing all this running too after training. I was like, I'm just a little bit sore. you just stay out of this one, mate. I go, yeah, I might just stand here. Because my strength was my kicking and stuff. So I was trying to show me I could do all this stuff. And the training was my strength. So I did that. And then I thought, well, Sydney said they would probably might take me as a rookie in the rookie draft.
Right.
Anyway, long story short, a lot of clubs rang me like real late, like the week of the draft. And they were like, what's going on? I'm going, I thought I was getting set up. I was thinking, who's this? Yeah, well, all right, yeah, keep going. I was trying to work out whose voice it was. No, but I spoke to probably five or six clubs.
So a lot of the kids today, a lot of these young lads today will be getting a lot of phone calls now. before tomorrow night.
Well, it's a pretty natural path now. You play six. I never played state footy or nothing like that. 16s, 18s, and you're in part of talent groups and everything.
So they're always
now.
Chatting to you.
You're always sort of at things and you just get to know them pretty well. But I was 2 years out of school, got drafted. Mm. It was perfect for me because there's no way I was ready at 18. Yeah.
So who called you from the Crows? How did you? When did you realise you were going to play for the Adelaide Crows? On the night itself?
Yes, on the night. On the
Where'd you go at? What pick? What?
I was pick 32 in the draft too, because Sydney had a pick just after that somewhere. Yeah. It was their first pick, and I think they thought because Sydney flew me up, they were half interested. But I don't know what would have happened if I Sydney, went there. But then that would have been a big change for me too, going to Sydney.
Sydney,
yes.
King's Cross.
King, I would have lived there, no doubt. Would have been running the joint. Well, give me a couple of weeks to get settled in, then I'd be running it. Know everyone on the doors. But
you'd be up there with Molly Meldrum.
No, it's a very different path. I mean, you don't hear many stories like that now. But that's I feel was perfect because I had no expectation. I was playing cricket for Woodville the day the draft was on. And everyone's sitting around, you know, that wasn't on TV then, but it was on a internet stream or whatever. I don't think I had the internet. But anyway, it was. I thought, I'm not going to get drafted, so I just played. And then we come off the ground, we fielded first.
Who told you first?
I had phone calls from Roo. I had a phone call from Roo, Goody, and someone, I can't remember the third one. But yeah, I had three calls.
Who was the senior coach at the time? Craigie.
Neil Craig. Okay. Yeah. Mm. So then I had a heap of calls, and then I had a heap of calls from like dad and people at home and her. And I was
excited.
Wow. And I'm like, my first initial reaction was, shit. Now I'm going to have to train. Is this going to be?
Party time's over.
At least I know what I'm doing. You get a two-year contract. My life was all over the place at the time. I was like, at least I know what I'm doing for 2 years.
Did you ring
all
the nightclubs to let them know that you won't be back?
I didn't have to ring them. I visited them in person.
Bernie, you've brought your little lad in, Harvey. Yeah, first time I've met Harv.
Hello, Jazz.
When I said your name was Bluey, he's like, that's not Bluey. Bluey's my teddy. And he's holding it. He goes, Bluey.
What did he call Bluey?
Oh, the kids.
He called him a wombat.
A hairy wombat.
A hairy bum.
And
hairy
I keep bum? Thinking you're more
I'm
of
not
a wombat.
A wombat.
You've got the build.
Hello, Jazz.
A
hairy bum.
Hairy bum.
Little love.
How does he know?
Have you seen him?
No, you wombat.
I'm a wombat. Now, you mentioned that Harvey had a blood nose last night.
Yes, he did. He got up a couple of times with a blood nose. You had a blood nose, didn't you, mate?
At home.
Good boy.
Well, Rory, my 5-year-old, had a blood nose the other day as well. But it wasn't just a sort of a thing that just came on. It was caused by his brother, Sam.
Oh, no.
Sick. So Catherine had taken off. She'd gone down the road to get something. So I got isolated with the two boys. Oh, and then straight away, as soon as Mum goes out the door, they say, Daddy, can we have, they wanted some biscuits. I said, no biscuits, because Catherine never really gives them anything sweet. I said, look, then they came and said, well, what about some tiny teddies? Tiny teddy.
That's not bad.
You're not getting a packet each. I'm gonna one packet, and I'm gonna divvy it up.
Nice.
I counted them.
There was an uneven number, was there?
No, there was 12.
Oh, okay.
So how many is that each, Jazz?
Oh, that'd be about
seven,
six. Each.
Yeah, six each. And they went the chockies. All right, they went the chocolate tiny teddies. Yeah. So they were as happy as Larry. Six each in a bowl. They went and sat on the couch, hoovered them down.
Yeah.
And next thing, I was probably doing the dishes or doing some housework.
Glass of red as usual.
I was in the
watching
kitchen,
the old tapes.
Just wiping
chipping
down
in the backyard.
Just wiping
putting,
down the benches.
Probably waxing your legs.
Probably looking in the mirror.
Maybe doing the vacuum. Yeah. And then there was a little altercation and a bit of a scream.
Oh, hello.
And I looked over and Rory.
Don't.
He'd finished his.
Yeah.
He's good boy. Swiped Sam's last tiny teddy.
Get out.
And
boy,
shoved
Rory.
It straight in his mouth.
Oh, no.
So Sam was obviously disappointed with this
and
just went bang, straight left.
Straight left.
Straight onto the snout.
Oh.
And I was fuming, went over to Sam, him pinned on the couch, said, mate, you never, ever punch your brother like that. And as I was doing that, I looked over to Rory, and he had the blood streaming.
Yeah, the claret.
Yeah,
so nice.
Down.
Got him.
Good boy.
But didn't cry, so I was proud.
Well done.
Good.
Yeah,
good, Rory.
But had to stem the bleeding. The pincer took me about 5 minutes to stop the blood.
And Catherine was still out at the time.
Catherine was still
honestly,
out
she's
time.
Been gone 5
yeah.
minutes.
Yeah, she's yeah. literally back, gone 5 like, minutes what? And she comes back and there's it's like a crime scene.
I swear the kids.
There's blood all over the. She's gone, what the hell's going on?
I swear kids know that though. They think this is my opportunity. Soon as mum goes, then shit hits the fan.
Yeah, but I was now, trying to do the right thing.
Who was in the right then?
Well, they were both in the wrong.
But that was Sam's. That was Sam's last little.
That's right. Now, well, what do you think? Who was more?
Oh, I think Sam's in the right. But
he,
you don't go and punch your brother.
He just went straight to the
nose. You don't go and punch your brother.
That's right.
You wait.
That's right.
What, punch him later?
That's what I used to do to DJ.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. I stalked him for years and years and waited and then got him. Don't worry. His head was just planted in the galvanised fence next door neighbours.
Well, it's Sam's anyway. Having his go at the moment, but I just keep encouraging Roy as their mate. Don't worry, you're going to catch up in size and just give
when
it to him then.
When did you get him back?
Last year.
Thought it might have been at one of the premiership celebrations that you didn't play in or something.
Sorry.
Now, chaps, let's just talk about the big fight that's just been signed off between AFL, former AFL hard man Barry Hall. And Sonny Bill Williams, the former rugby union and NRL great. Yes.
What a specimen.
Wow. Both are. And Barry Hall is a box. You know, his trade is a
box. Well, he's got the head as well.
Yeah,
the boxer's head.
He's scary.
What do you mean by that?
Well, it's a bit rough.
Be careful what you say, because Barry Hall gets a lot of this stuff coming back his way.
He's saying he's got a head like a what? Robber's dog?
Mate, and that'll be a great fight to watch. Now, we know Paul Gallen, he loves fighting his ex-teammates and people. These guys aren't afraid to get in the ring and smack the bejesus out of each other. Now, got me thinking, Code War boxing matches in the future, what would it look like? Greg? If there was an opponent from another code or another sport that you would like to fight in the ring, 10 rounds, 3-minute rounds.
Because, Bluey, you're known to be pretty tough and good in the ring.
Correct.
And the only person that's ever told me that's you.
So
are you available?
Who would you? No, no, from another. No, not no. at all. No.
Currently playing.
Well,
I'd go for the big. I'm going AFL, the big
good.
Units.
Ooh, hello.
Jared Polek. Could I take him off? Caleb Daniel.
Oh.
I could just hold him off.
He's off a fighter. Caleb.
Yeah, I know. I reckon he'd come in and get me in.
What are you weighing at
me,
now?
Me, high 70s.
Oh,
kegs.
Mate, that'd ragdoll you. That'd rag you. So
might
you'd
be heavier than
who
Caleb.
Who else? So Caleb Daniel from the Western Bulldogs. Right. Jared Polek.
I wouldn't mind a shot at Tex.
Oh!
I reckon I'd wipe that moustache off him.
I hate to tell you, Blue. He's actually really good in the ring.
Good fight. I won't tell him that. He would slap you the inch of your life.
I reckon I'd get him. My dad said, if you're gonna have a fight, just get the first one in and make it good. And
if you don't get the first one in,
I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
Well, I'm led to believe that you did that, but you just ran.
Oh, is that right?
Well,
they had to put, you know, why they put a ring around it. So Bluey couldn't get out.
Yeah, scared. Anyhow, there's a couple of good names.
Listen to you, tough boys.
Hey, Jars, why do they call it a boxing ring when it's a square?
Yeah, that's a good question. That's a damn good question.
Just thought of that.
Fun facts.
Mm. Oh, let me have a...
Hey, me, Matty Wade. I'd like to go.
He's...
All right.
I reckon he's like a fight.
I'd like to go.
And he's got tattoos. Rooms.
I don't give
so
a stuff.
So must be tough.
I'd like to go and Matty Wade for me. Be a nice one.
I reckon after some of your commentary on his spot in the team, he wouldn't mind a crack either.
Oh, good. Yeah. Bring it on. What about you, Burn? This will be good.
Well, I want to take Bluey on.
You can't take Bluey on because it'll be all over in about a minute.
Oh, well, I'm going to have to pick someone that's going to actually challenge me. So I'll go
I do with my prize
from another coach.
I'm spending it already.
The big ones.
Come on,
I'll
mate.
Go Stark, Cummins, Kane Richardson, some of those big boys.
You
want to
take on those boys, the bowlers?
Get inside them.
You get inside them, would you?
Yeah.
Wow.
I want to take him on.
Gee.
All right.
Because there is footage of me when I was a wee boy, because I used to box when I was a youngster, as a young Ali. That's how I used to box.
Who said that?
Muhammad Ali.
You what? Did you?
Did you?
No, there is footage out there.
Did you box with your long sleever on?
No, not at all.
Who'd you take on? A wet paper
My
bag?
My brother.
And who won?
My brother. I slipped. and he got one.
I'm talking about the wet paper bag.
Now, G, what about you?
Oh,
come on.
I wouldn't last a second. I don't fight jars.
No, but women do fight. There's a lot of good women boxers out there.
I do kickboxing, but not like against people, just to get my anger out.
She wants MMA.
Self-defense.
In the gym.
Who would you like to take on?
I don't do that.
Give us a name from another
code. Someone from another station or something.
What about the women's cricketers or the football? Lisa Healy or Lisa Perry? No? Aaron Phillips. Oh, that'd be good.
Oh, yeah.
Hello. Yeah, and they've worked together too. Oh,
nah, she's awesome. Yeah, she's interviewed her for my podcast. I wouldn't last a
Chelsea
second.
Chelsea Randall.
Love
Chelsea. Yeah. I mean, if it was a friendly, look, I wouldn't have a hope in hell. I'd fight them with my words. I'd outsmart them with my wit and brain.
You know who you'd knock off? You know you'd knock off? Sean Craig Murphy.
You know what? I was just thinking that.
I'd have a chance against him.
You weren't just thinking that. I thought of that. I'm the CIC. Let's go. Ding, ding.
I've got another one for her. Alex Flack. Big day today at Grange Golf Club. Played with a few listeners.
We got wet.
In each group. Well, it was wet, but Bluey
soaking.
Bluey had the double gloves on again.
Smart.
Well, you need double gloves.
It's you need grip, mate.
Honestly.
Grip.
It didn't look good, mate.
I don't give a shit what you look like.
It didn't look good.
Mate,
Gregory,
you were slipping all over your place in your bloody...
Okay. Well, yeah, because I changed my grip.
At least you didn't wear that Kermit the Frog green top.
No, because Marion had washed it.
Because she's trying to cut the gravy off it.
A couple of days behind.
I was actually
going to
wear it. I thought,
Jars.
Yes, Boom.
Very good of you today to, first of all, to rock up.
Great effort.
Well done.
I didn't mean it like that.
Yes, you did.
I didn't mean it like that because I don't know how you were in the mental state to be able to play after. Well, you must have missed it this morning.
I didn't hear much of the Brekkie show this morning.
I was listening to the Brekkie show this morning with Harv. Me and Harv are batching at the moment.
Yes, you are.
And... Well, Ditz, jeezy.
Our Ditz, our very own Chris Dittmar.
Chris Dittmar this morning absolutely gave it to you about your golf. So very, you actually played very, very well considering the mental state you would have been in because I'm not sure whether Bluey would have turned up after this if it was about him.
I hope you're playing well, Ditz. I hope you have a good day today. We need you. We need you. And Tex. Tex is going to fill in for me. I'm subbed out with an injury and Loz is going to give plenty of guidance from the golf cart.
I'm going to be a caddy.
Make up sure you got the drinks on ice, please.
Yes.
Up against the professionals in Blewett and Vince and coached by Andrew Newton-Gentleman.
Oh, God.
Oh, well, the coach.
So they'll lead it. They'll lead well at halftime.
Yeah. They'll fade.
I can't believe he's gone there. Because we as a group said, right, we made that pact. We're not going to talk about the Williston Grand Final again.
No, you've been very respectful.
We have been, because you asked us to, and we listen when
Thank you
ask.
Thank you, mate. Yeah. So that was Ditch drive-by.
Yeah, it's his drive-by.
Wow.
He reckons you'll get off to a fast start.
Yes.
Leading by plenty at halftime. And... Well, you're going to struggle to find your ball, I think, in the second.
The support I've given Ditch. What did you say then? What was that?
I was just explaining what Ditch said.
But the support I've given Ditch over the journey.
Yeah, you have been a big fan
and
of
Ditch. And that's the gratitude?
Yeah.
And where was old One Knee?
He was just sitting there just encouraging him.
Of course he was.
Laughing.
Can I just put a suggestion to you? When you tee off, like one of the rules is Bernie does it. Most golfers do it. When you tee off, when you start around, use a new ball. The ball that you use is that must have had about 10 rounds, that ball. It was filthy.
It's my favourite ball.
It had no dimples left in it. It had worn out that much. It was just a round ball. It looked like an eight ball.
I don't know if it's a Callaway or a Titleist or whatever it is.
We don't know because the markings are rubbed
off.
It's
too dirty.
So that's a bit of criticism from you.
No, it's just a bit of advice.
Well, I'll take that on board.
Okay, I picked up his ball. And you know when you bounce a shit ball? It's like that tinny sound. It's like ting, ting, ting. I'm like, get a new ball.
I'm so disappointed. You know, I've spent a lot of good day with Ditch today, and no one said anything until now.
Well,
what did you bloke say?
I couldn't tell you before the round because you might have rattled you.
Nothing rattles me.
Okay. We've got a question come through from Andrew from Meadows, who says, "I heard the Crows are looking to extend Matty Nick's contract. Reckon this is a no-brainer for the club? What do you guys reckon?"
Well, I did see that over the weekend that John Olsen and Tim Silver's looking at extending his contract. Now, he runs out end of next year, Boom Boom and Gregory. Yep. For me, can you just wait? Can you just hold your powder till about mid-year to see how the boys are tracking then? And then if they're, you know, if they're spiking the way they should be after his third year, and there'll be improvements with that list, then sit down with him. But don't rush. Just hold your powder.
Yeah, there's
a lot of coaches that end up getting payouts because of these big, long contracts. And he's doing a great job, Matty Nicks. I think he's the best person for the job at the moment. So I'm with you. Just relax. He's already, how many years has he got?
This will be his third next year.
Yeah, third all next year. So
it's a rebuild. We know it's a rebuild.
And he's not, coaches don't leave like players do.
No.
They're not going anywhere. I know it gives the club some stability and it's good.
Good for Nixie as well. Good like he wanted earlier.
Send it out to the members. It's a feel-good story. But just
and the other thing, guys, you've got to consider, there's a guy called Alistair Clarkson who'll be just lurking in 6 months' time. No, I'm not saying. All I'm saying is that you've got to do your due diligence. Due diligence.
Even Harvey can say that.
Regarding talking to an Alistair Clarkson, don't you?
I think he started Buckley.
Diligence
Nathan
with a G.
Nathan Buckley,
Due diligence.
Due diligence.
It's due diligence. You just want Clarkson to coach, so then your initial statement you made in 2004 or whatever it was,
get the best
that he's
going
to
coach your football club. And if he's the best coach, we'll have a chat to him. But Nixie, absolutely doing a terrific job with the young group he's got. So hold. Just wait. Be patient. Because you're right, Byrne. Too many coaches get paid out. It ends in tears.
It does.
Good question, Andy.
They juju.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for Bernie Fitz's super exciting, ultra mega important, interesting, bizarre final fact.
Okay, let's talk fun facts.
Why do you always talk like that after
that? Because that's what Hayday used to do until breakfast pinched him off us.
Do we need a new opener?
But we ended up with the beautiful Emma G, we're very blessed.
Do we need a new opener? Do I need to?
No, not at all. It's a good one.
You like that one?
Well, maybe next year when we go back to live 4 to 6 family, we might just have a good look at all our segments.
It's a good call. November 23, espresso day today.
So oh, really?
Coffee,
espresso martini?
I didn't go down that path. Oh. My brain didn't go
Did you have yours down there at Canetto's with Freddie?
I had a couple of espresso martinis, I need something to get me going in the morning.
Honestly.
Couple of things on this day.
Yes, Ben.
This is a big one. I just showed you a photo of the first ever jukebox came out on this day in 1889.
Wow.
And they're all standing around the jukebox with a cord to their ear and listening to music. So it got me thinking about what's the best song that you've, you go to on the jukebox.
Right.
What do you like?
Me?
Yes.
You're going to me first?
Yeah, you first.
For me, it's Tainted Love. Soft Cell. Great band.
Yeah, that's a really great song.
And it was released in 1965 too, that song, Tainted Love.
Well, this one?
Tainted Love. I used to dance to this.
Never ever heard this. On a jukebox.
Mate, this is the jukebox song that he will go to. The about 11:30 at night.
Nah.
This makes me think of Coneheads, the movie.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, that's a good one.
Jazz, that's... Right. I think of Coneheads as well.
Oh, do you? Give you a Conehead.
You know, I had a jukebox at my 21st birthday.
Did you?
Had a jukebox.
Yeah, you would have had everything good.
You would have had out. Glen Campbell and...
What about a bit of...
Slim Dusty.
Yeah. Bit of Summer of 69.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who sings this?
Brian Adams.
What year?
69.
No, that was at your 21st.
Sorry, one of my early girlfriends actually took her out on a date to this.
You didn't have any.
Yeah. Brian Adams.
I thought Maz was your only girlfriend.
No, I had a couple of young girlfriends before I hooked up with Maz.
Did you take them parking too?
I've got a little test for you. One.
Yes, but Ben.
Listen to this sound and you got to, what do you call me? Brad.
Bender or something.
Bender. Come on. I was on a bender.
Quick, I got to go.
1897. You tell me what this noise is.
That's the needle on the album.
No. And this came out on this day in 1897. Wow. Well, it was patented.
Was that the first lighter or?
No,
it's the ignition.
Pencil sharpener. And it was by J.L. Love. So, there's been a few pencil sharpeners since 1897.
I thought we're still doing the jukebox.
No, we've moved on. We can't be all day. Jeez, you normally have to go somewhere.
What was your song from the jukebox?
Horses.
No, we're going to play Horses then.
Little darling. So let's talk about jukeboxes all day.
Mate, I'm happy. What do you like? What was Chief? What was yours, Chief?
My jukebox song of choice would be Joby.
We're halfway
oh, there. Bon Jovi. All the girls love it.
There she goes.
Yeah,
not bad.
That's it.
No, that's a good one. November's on.
I don't know if she's going to see that.
7 days.
December. Look out.
She's got 7 days. The tsunami's on its way.
Did you say 7 days or 7 dates?
Seven dates.
Jeez, you got them all lined up for December.
Now, what else you got, mate?
1976. Oh, now you have to go somewhere after the jukebox.
No, Williston starts pre-season tonight.
Well, they should have started a while ago. 1976. On this day, the first ever person to freedive 100 metres without breathing equipment.
Wow.
100 metres of the
ears. My ears just explode.
100 metres.
The lungs of a whale.
I was
classified as a wee swimmer. I had the lungs of a whale.
Yeah.
100 centimetres.
You're the size of a whale. Juts, mate, that's not nice.
He sets himself up.
That's workplace bullying.
Come on. You put the ball on the tee, I'm going to hit it, mate. You've been doing that for years. A few birthdays today. 1859, Billy the Kid.
Yes.
Billy the Kid, you would have been a big
gunslinger.
Fan of his. Gunslinger. Famous criminal.
Billy the Kid.
1982, Asafa Power. Do you know what he did? Asafa Power. Mm-hmm. What?
100 metres.
100 metre sprinter. Charles is nodding, but he did nothing come out of his mouth.
Was he for Jamaica, man?
He's from Jamaica, yes. Well, do the Jamaican accent again.
Yeah, he's from Jamaica, mate.
He started Indian, then Scottish.
Burnt, hurry up, I've got to get going.
1992, Miley Cyrus.
I came in like a wrecking ball.
Put this one on the jukebox.
Get out.
Lady Gaga's better than Miley Cyrus.
And just a little fact to send you out, and we had a question earlier in the show about the boxing ring. Now,
I've done
some delving, and I've found out why.
Okay.
The name ring in boxing ring is a relic from when contests were fought in a roughly drawn circle on the ground.
Yes.
Okay. The name ring continued with the London Prize Ring rules.
Yeah.
In 1743, which specified a small circle in the centre of the fight area where the boxers met at the start of each round.
To touch gloves.
And it's... Oh, God. He always tries to cut
just
in.
Just to touch gloves.
Yes, I know what you mean. But then they got it into a square because it was easier to send them to their corners than they knew where to sit.
Done.
Yeah, well done. Good fact.
While we're asking questions like that...
Yeah, I'm happy.
Can you ask the SAN for what the N stands for?
National.
National.
Is it?
Yes. There you go.
SANFL. But it's not South Australian
That's
National.
A great point,
it's
G.
South Australian.
Great
That's like point. The waffles just WAFL, not WANFL.
Right,
yeah,
so it
That's
should
right.
just be SAFL.
Oh, that, you know what? I'm over the SANFL. They burnt me on grand final day. They can get stuff.
So they should. You rock up
maybe
on that's why it's three national.
Poor Robbie Kieran.
Maybe that's why it's national, because they got me to present the cup.
Again, tainted love, G. Let's go. Global. Come on, before
no,
we go.
This is mine.
Here we go.
Rainbow!
Get it. Look at Bowie. He loves it. He loves
the
it. He's
got this.
You
got this.
No.
This is number one on...
Miley, whatever. Yeah.
Miley Rylance.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Maybe it should be the SAGFL.
And I now am going to speak the ditch.
South Australian Global Football League.
See you tomorrow, clan.